Which Sith works at a restaurant? Darth Vader. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of April 16th, 2017. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by
Andrew Doop.
I wasn't sure that you changed the date, so I had to pause and look down at my date on my computer to make sure it was accurate.
April 16th.
Oh, I didn't even notice that you put the ND.
Yeah, I noticed.
I just look at the number, and then I go,
My sabotage has been thwarted.
By me not paying enough attention, I guess. Hope everybody's ready for a Star Wars heavy show. What with it being Star Wars Celebration?
The best time.
This weekend. Lots of news.
News. Star Wars news is the best news.
I think we have at least one Star Wars story in each thing.
Yes, we do.
Sweet. All right. Shall we get into the Star Wars? Should we start with the Star Wars, Andrew? Or do you want to end with the movies with the Star Wars? What do you think?
Let's start with Star Wars.
Okay.
In every category.
So,
we got a trailer.
As the biggest news, probably, to come out of Star Wars Celebration is the Last Jedi trailer. And even though everybody knew it was coming. I don't actually like that poster.
I don't either.
Okay, good. I thought it was just me. I mean, it's, I guess, fine. It's just not, it's not great. I guess. The trailer's good. I like the trailer. It's funny, people are talking to thinking it's like deliberately misleading in Luke's line of the end that ends the trailer.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't think that's, I think, I mean, that people are like, oh, that's not the end of his sentence. And I've watched that trailer three times. That's the end of his sentence.
It's either the end of a sentence or it's not the end of a sentence, oh, or is. There's like another sentence after it, or there's a bunch of sentences before it. There's context missing.
Sure, but I think it's, I don't think that's deliberately misleading. I think
it might be.
I think he's realized, because prior to that, they talk about the balance, and then he says something about there's more to the more to it than we know or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's realized light side, dark side, Jedi, Sith, fucking stupid.
Yeah,
which means the Jedi have to end.
Right.
Just, you know, because they're one sided.
But I don't know.
That's what I think. But it's also wishful thinking because we all know I'm great Jedi 100%.
Yeah. I agree.
Light side, dark side are stupid. Also, both trailers that we have for Star Wars things mention the balance, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
So we have the link to that trailer in our notes. Anything else, that poster, anything else particularly interesting come out of Star Wars Celebration that we're not going to talk about later?
Because
I didn't actually watch any live streams. You did.
I did. There's a lot of nonsense in the streams.
Of course there was. It's streams.
Yeah.
I know they did the 40th anniversary thing, and they had George Lucas show up and Harrison Ford both as surprise guests.
And they had the Coruscant open.
Oh, yes. X-Wing.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear talk about X-Wing.
I'm sure they do.
What they did also do is do another Star Wars Force for Change, which they did when Force Awakens was in theaters, or was it when it came out on DVD?
When was it in theaters?
Was it?
Yeah. But it was before that, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought it was after it came out in theaters, because isn't that where Mark Hamill made the, oh, I have lines joke? Isn't that the Force for Change thing?
I think this is because they've been continuing the process.
Maybe. But yes, this, so it's another, you donate money and get chance to win, you donate money to charities, and depending on how much you donate, you can get things, and also entries to the contest of win the 3 most epic Star Wars experiences ever.
Which are pretty epic.
Skywalker Ranch, and, A tour of the ranch, including the archives, which is interesting.
Including the archives, which is super interesting. It was funny because the day before this came out, I was talking to Tom. I'm like, man, how do I get into those archives? And then this happened. I'm like,
You also get a stay at the Skywalker Inn, located on expansive grounds and featuring a vineyard, organic gardens, and much more. I don't know why there's like an inn on Skywalker Ranch. Nobody is allowed to go there.
No, but the people who work there.
I guess. It's not really an inn then. And what is most interesting to me, at Skywalker Ranch, you get a private screening of Star Wars A New Hope.
That sounds interesting.
Kind of amazing. Just because it's at Skywalker Ranch.
But what about the archives?
Well, you know it's a tour, which also means you're watched.
Yeah.
Heavily.
It's crazy that they would let anyone in there.
Well, I mean,
I imagine like they're cuffed and
they let the camera crew in there when they were doing Force Awakens. There's a special feature that has them all in the archives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know those are all people who work for Lucasfilm, Disney, but still.
Yeah, they had some like behind the scenes looking stuff for this movie,
Last Jedi.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
Last Jedi. And Rogue One. Both came up pretty recently, and they were talking about like going into the archives, looking at the stuff. And
well, yeah, I mean, a lot of like you see when they talk about designing K2SO, that is directly they went back to Ralph McQuarrie designs again. So much of the stuff from Force Awakens and Rogue One, they're going back to original stuff that didn't quite make the original movies.
And in Rebels, especially in Rebels.
It's true.
Mostly Zeb. In Rebels, it's like one-to-one lifting.
Yeah, like Zeb.
Yeah. That murder droid.
The murder... Oh, the...
The Imperial, like, assassin,
droid. Yeah. Anyway, the second thing you can win if you win this contest, you and a friend, will be to visit the set of the upcoming Han Solo movie and have a chance to appear in the film, which is interesting. I don't know why it's and have a chance.
I don't know, if you're real ugly, I guess.
Maybe. Then they throw you in a cantina and you'll fit right in.
Yeah.
So yeah, score a VIP tour of the set and see costumes, props, and sets before anyone else. You have the chance to appear in the upcoming Han Solo movie. I mean, there are people who are like, who can't. There may be people who don't want to be. People who can't be seen. Or something. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And I don't know either.
Meet the directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller. And, quote, and see how much info you can get out of them. Good luck. Unquote. That's dumb. It's dumb. You shouldn't do that.
Whoever. You should. Ask,
no,
ask
whoever, the I mean, most questions. I mean, whoever wrote that is dumb. Whoever wrote that little end of the blurb is dumb.
But it suits the tone of the video.
I never watched the video.
Okay.
I don't have time for YouTube videos. I just read this page. And three.
Nobody got time for that.
join forces with the cast, the premiere of Star Wars The Last Jedi. So join the cast, the premiere, presumably in Los Angeles, maybe? And get to attend the after party. All right, walk to red carpet. And obviously be one of the first fans to see the new movie.
Neat.
So this is omaze.com. We have a link to the page in our show notes.
In the little video
to accompany it. And the video that I never watched.
It was just Daisy and Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it. I mean, I heard... Prior to it, there was big talk about them. What are they going to do? Because they knew they were going to do a video, something related to the 40th anniversary type thing. Or whatever. 40 years, not 40th anniversary, but whatever. You know what I mean.
I do.
Anyway, some of these things look cool.
Speaking of looking cool, Thor 3 trailer.
Does not look cool. Some of it looks cool. Coolest. Thor looks pretty cool. His helmet is kind of awesome at the end.
I'm super pumped for this crazy movie that is happening.
I'm super not pumped for this trailer.
This trailer was great.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. When I watched it a third time, I was like, okay, it's not as bad as I remember it being at the first two times I watched it. There's only really a couple of parts that I really dislike in this trailer. Which means hopefully the that's only going to be a couple of parts in the movie that I really dislike. Oh, geez, somebody's loud upstairs. But it's, I mean, it's a fine trailer. It's just too Guardians. They've gone too far to Guardians with this movie.
But it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they're all in the same universe.
So?
So?
That doesn't mean anything. They're all in the same universe. So maybe Guardians should have been like Iron Man 1.
Maybe. Maybe Guardians 4 will be like Iron Man 1. Who knows?
What about 3? Why did you jump all the way to Guardians 4?
Because we know that 3's still in space.
Do we?
But do we? At least for most of it, it seems.
We know that... what do you mean? We don't know anything about 3.
No, but we know that there's a fair bit of content in space.
But that's after... Isn't that not after Infinity War 3?
No.
I don't know that. I don't know the timeline anymore.
I meant 2.
Okay, yeah, we know stuff about 2.
Yes.
Because we've seen a trailer. That's why I was asking why you jumped all the way to 4 when we only know 2.
I don't know how numbers work.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, no, Guardians 2.
We do know that James Gunn and Kevin Feige talk/joke about doing a Christmas special for Guardians.
That'd be great.
James Gunn was like, I loved the Star Wars Christmas holiday special when I was a kid, and I want to do this like I remember it being, not like it actually is. The holiday special, that is. I was like, that's funny. That's a funny way to put that. Anyway, we have a link to this trailer, too. You can be the judge of if it's gone too far slightly, like I think it has. But mostly it's cool.
It's so
good. Hela looks cool.
So good.
See a little bit of, like, Loki. Jeff Goldblum as the Game Master is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
See some Hulk.
See some Thor.
See some Thor in the Thor trailer.
Yep.
Imagine that.
See some Heimdall?
Did we?
Like a split second.
No.
Unless there's another giant badass black guy with crazy eyes.
I don't. I've watched this 3 times and I don't think I noticed it. 2 times? 3 times? I don't know how many times I watched it.
I've seen it many. I'm in love with this trailer.
I'm not. I'm also not sure why they made the Thor Ragnarok, like the Thor Ragnarok nameplate at the end of it. Is also very much 80s Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
In its color scheme and all that stuff. I was like, that's just weird. But okay. I mean, it fits with the rest of your trailer, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good trailer.
Anyway, let's move on to better news that we could agree on. That this is a good cast. It's a fantastic cast.
Yes, it's a fantastic cast. Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 cast. The most important character that we don't already have a cast for.
Yeah.
Has now been officially cast. So that would be Josh Brolin has been cast as Cable in Deadpool 2.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So that is Thanos is now Cable.
Yep.
Which means there will almost definitely be some sort of joke
mm-hmm.
in Deadpool 2 about Thanos and him somehow. But Josh Brolin is a good cast physically and I think also as attitude, acting ability.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's great.
I do kind of wish it was Stephen Lang.
I don't know who that is, so I can't agree with you.
The guy from Avatar and Terra Nova.
I know, we had this like conversation like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't know who it was then. I don't know who it is now.
He's super great. And
could be Carl Urban too. That'd be awesome. Except yeah, I don't think he's quite got the right face for it. I think Josh Brolin has a better face for Cable.
I agree.
But yeah, no, this is good. Good news. Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Obviously. Here at Greekly News Desk, there's never anything not to look forward to about a Deadpool anything, really. We are pretty Deadpool obsessed. All right, did you watch this trailer? Because I know I only put it in the notes like yesterday, but it's been out there for a couple days.
No, I saw it, and I didn't really think much about it.
Trailer's pretty great, actually. I quite like it. Although I don't know why it's a thing in trailers now that they put like a little 3 to 5 second part of the trailer at the beginning of the trailer, and then they go into the trailer.
Yeah.
I see it all the time, and I don't know why people do it.
Get your attention, I guess.
I guess. It's funny, this trailer, so it's for, the trailer is for the Hitman's Bodyguard. I believe is the title.
Yes.
And so it's basically Samuel L. Jackson is the world's most wanted assassin, and Ryan Reynolds is a super high-class bodyguard who has for some odd reason been hired to protect the assassin. But they don't get along, obviously. It's great, and it looks kind of funny and very action-y. And they also start playing probably about here in the partway through the movie, or maybe it's through the whole trailer, I don't remember. They start playing I Will Always Love You by Tina Turner.
Interesting.
Because the bodyguard and the poster for the Hitman's Bodyguard is also making fun of the bodyguard poster. It's fantastic. This trailer is absolutely worth watching. However, it is Samuel L. Jackson yelling and swearing. Be prepared for that.
Because Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he's Samuel L. Jacksoning it up. But, so Deadpool has to protect Nick Fury.
I like these people.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's also got Salma Hayek in it. You see her in a trailer. I want to say there was another name that I recognized, but I forget now who it was. No, maybe. Oh, Gary Oldman is also credited, but he's not in the trailer, so.
He could be. He's a chameleon.
That's somewhat accurate, actually, sometimes. You're just like, oh man, that is Gary Oldman, huh?
But he's invisible.
This trailer is absolutely worth a watch. I was trying to remember the character on Arrested Development, but I can't. The private detective is always in disguise and surprising. Lucille, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, wow. There's a guy. He's a private detective, and he's always in disguise, and he's always surprising Lucille, but I don't remember his name. Anyway, let's move on to
more Star Wars news.
More Star Wars news.
In television. In
television land.
TV.
Also a trailer. So we got, at Star Wars Celebration, I want to say yesterday, probably, the trailer for the final season of Star Wars Rebels. It's a very interesting trailer, I think. Shows a lot of interesting things.
Or Thrawn. Thrawn's interesting. Defenders are interesting.
Defenders. Like three.
Yeah. That's all the defenders you need.
Pretty much.
Take on the whole rebellion with that.
Weird giant white wolf thing.
Yeah.
Force wolf. I don't know. We see him with Kanan and then we see him with Ezra, so.
And more Mandalorians.
More Mandalorians. Ezra and Sabine hanging out a lot in this trailer. And I think it's interesting that they thrust her, Sabine, more into a central role in the narration of this trailer when Hera is talking over it.
Mm.
It's a story about a boy who something, and a girl who was broken. And that's so Ezra and then Sabine, and then they fought along a survivor, Zeb, war veteran, Chopper, and Fallen Knight. So it's really interesting that they put Ezra and Sabine up in the lead in this trailer.
I like that Chopper was the war veteran. Yeah, because it's accurate.
It's accurate. And it showed him in front of his crashed Y-Wing on Ryloth. Also, yeah, they also talk about this. Kanan's talking about being the balance.
Yeah.
In this trailer. Which may be something that will happen to them, or they will do something, which is why they won't die. Because otherwise they basically have to die at the end of this show. They basically can't be alive by the time the movies start.
Or pointedly staying out of it.
They have to be pointed, yeah. They either have to be dead or has to be pointed something else. And I'm assuming whatever the We Are the Balance thing he's talking about in that line is the reason that they won't die. Mm-hmm. Because it is still an animated show, which means it's still for younger audiences, which means they won't kill the two Jedi.
Maybe.
In it. Probably not.
But, yeah. No, it's a big galaxy.
But is it, though?
Yeah.
But is it, though, with hyperspace?
Yeah.
And light speed?
Yeah.
It's also very Lothal-centric, this show.
Yeah. For some reason.
Lothal is very important, apparently, to Kanan. When Lothal needs us most. Weird.
Well, I understand why it's important to Ezra, but...
Yes.
Then, for some reason, it's important to the Empire later. And...
Well, it's for the Empire, it's their industrial world for the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
That's explained.
But, like the Defender Project. Could have done that anywhere.
But that's the industrial world.
I know. But there's it's other got, industrial it's got worlds.
Their factories.
There's known rebels there.
Well, not by the time the Defender Project happened, they chased them off, technically.
Yeah, but you came back.
They had the planet blockaded at that time, did they not? Plus, it's Thrawn. The whole Defender Project is Thrawn.
Who knows what he's doing?
So he's planning something. So he's got a plan. Although you can't plan for the Bendu, as he found out in the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
Can't plan for Tom Baker.
Tom Bombadil of Star Wars.
Actually, you're right, the Bendu kind of is. That is pretty accurate, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so that's also a trailer worth a watch if you're interested. Even if you haven't watched the last couple of things, there's only one thing, maybe, that's kind of a spoiler if you haven't seen the last couple of seasons, or any of it.
Last couple of seasons.
But just fine. It's a quick shot of him. Everything else doesn't. It's out of context, you won't even be able to tell what's going on, really. It just looks cool.
Yeah.
Right, so the other news in TV, which is interesting to me at least, is that there is a 10-episode television series in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Led by Jamie Hewlett, who was the co-creator, the guy who does the design, basically, for Gorillaz. That's right, the band Gorillaz. He co-created Gorillaz with Damon Albarn, who's the singer and the music guy. And so apparently, the exact quote is apparently unavailable, but he said that the TV show is following a failed animated film being developed by DreamWorks.
Whoa.
So it's that it was too dark to spend a couple hundred million dollars of DreamWorks money on, so they're going to be doing a 10-episode television series.
Cool.
With the Gorillaz, which is interesting. We don't have any other real news about it yet, but that he's working on it, so that's good. And Jamie Hewlett also made Tank Girl, the Tank Girl comic, which is fantastic.
I've heard of it.
So that's interesting. Definitely look forward to more news about that when we hear where, when, and why. Although, mm-hmm. why is probably because it's awesome. I wonder if, that's probably not, since we're just hearing about it now, it's probably not far enough along to come out anytime around when the new album comes out in April. But I mean, hey, who knows? It's possible. We can hope. Alright, let's talk, Andrew. Let's talk about Star Wars again.
Yay.
This time in the video games.
We got Star Wars Battlefront 2, the second. That is indeed the name they're going with.
Battlefront 2.
Which, I mean,
what else would they go with?
I don't know. Battlefront : anything. Because it's so annoying to try and debug Battlefront for PC.
Oh, because you're Googling and it's got stuff about previous Battlefront 2?
Yeah, or Battlefront 1. Because Battlefront 1 is just Battlefront. And then Battlefront PC, it's on PC. They're both on PC. They both have issues.
Yeah, well, they don't care.
I know they don't care.
It's better for them to just stick with numbers.
Yeah.
Especially since it's still, even though this one has a single player, I guarantee you it's still a mostly multiplayer game.
For sure.
All shooters are. pretty much these days.
And we know more about that. There was a big panel where they talked about the game and answered some questions. The one question they didn't answer, which I wish that they did, but wasn't even asked, was the ability to get into a vehicle.
Oh, like in...
like in previous Battlefronts?
Battlefronts where there was just like TIE fighters and X-Wings around the battlefield.
Yeah.
And certain maps.
But there are a lot of good things to do in here.
There are space battles.
There are space battles. There are ground battles. You can customize the look and loadout of different classes. Like down to different troopers, different loadouts for your troopers. You got like officer, soldier, usual like classes. The multiplayer is open to all eras.
Yes.
So you have a battle droid you customize, you have a clone trooper you customize, stormtrooper.
Stormtroopers, rebels, resistance, first order.
Yeah. Also, your ships are available to customize, too.
Well, that's interesting.
Your heroes are customizable as well. So you can change how your hero is built slightly, like what its loadout is.
Yeah. Slightly, I'm sure.
And there are hero ships, just like last time, and you can customize them as well.
Oh, like the Falcon and all that, you mean?
Yeah. Kamino is back as a map.
Oh, great.
Confirmed jump or jet trooper.
Well, we know if it's a jump trooper, Tom's going to be... not that he's going to play the game anyway. But yeah. He's going to be unhappy even if we tell him that there's a jump trooper, not a jet trooper.
I hope it's a jet trooper. What else is there about it?
Inferno Squad?
Yeah, so talk about the single player that has a story, which is exciting. It's all told from the right side, the Imperial side.
You play the commander of Inferno Squad, yeah. Whose name I forget.
And the campaign starts on Endor.
Yep.
And the Death Star goes boom.
Death Star goes boom.
And then your character, leader of Inferno Squad, who I've forgotten her name,
yep.
Goes like, well, we got to show these rebels what they're messing
Avenge
with.
Avenge our Emperor.
And in this trailer, there are a lot of stuff in it from the expanded books.
Like which?
Like in one scene, there's a on the bridge of something, there's this red looking robot thing kind of thing with a flat face.
Sure, don't remember it.
That's a I think it's called a Sentinel droid. It was built by the Emperor to just have
Right, I do remember him now.
Himself, yes. Wandering around different parts of the galaxies, and so those things are still kicking around even after the Emperor is dead. And it's kind of like a copy of its consciousness. That's cool. Mm-hmm. The Raider. Is your main ship, it looks like.
Yeah, it's your Special Forces cruiser? Frigate? It's probably a frigate.
Sure. Cruiser, Krieg, frigate, I don't know. But this is the ship that was custom-made for
X-Wing. Co-designed by Fantasy Flight and Lucasfilm Disney.
Yeah.
For X-Wing to have...
to fill that scale issue. Yeah.
The fact that the Empire did not have a ship remotely close to the large rebel ship, the epic-sized rebel ships,
yeah,
the
Tantive. It went like TIE Fighter, Decimator, Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Needed something in between.
So this trailer leaked, technically part of it leaked, and I question about if it was an accidental leak or a leak, because like the next day their website was up and ready. And it's not like a boring website. It's a pretty nice.
But it's not like they wouldn't have had that website up already or ready already.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just suspicious as all. I don't trust this leak that was an actual I think it was a purposeful leak.
Who cares?
Because leaked things get more views than released things.
Mm.
And that I I haven't done any research, but I'll stand behind that as a fact.
I'd believe it.
Yeah.
But, you know, trends in marketing, they come and go. Eventually, people start ignoring leaks, and then we go back to real releases.
Yeah. So this game looks fantastic. Also, you get heroes from The Last Jedi if you pre-order or something. I don't know.
You get skins.
Didn't look at it.
You get the Kylo skin.
Let's be honest, I'm going to pre-order this game anyway.
Yeah, me too.
We don't have a date yet, do we?
November...
Or do we have a specific date?
November 17th?
17th. That's a little earlier than we expected.
Eh. November.
Yeah. I expected late November, though, to be closer to the release of the movie.
I think it was just 17th so they can go, like, look, it's 11-17-17. Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Doesn't.
Oh, okay. I thought I was missing something.
I don't know. EA does whatever EA does. But it was pretty early last time, too. And by early, I mean, late.
By early, I mean late.
It was around the 20s. I don't know. I haven't looked at a calendar, so I don't know where that is in relation to things.
Yeah, I don't remember. Aiden Versio. That's, by the way, the commander in Inferno Squad's name. Mm-hmm. Aiden Versio.
Also, Inferno Squad was made for this game.
Yep.
They worked with the author of the book that we talked about. Christy Golden. Yeah. We talked about a while ago. And they worked with the story group to get everything all combined and put into one pot.
Yeah, so the sequel, the book that is a sequel to Rogue One is also a tie-in to their video game.
Yes.
It's all a big melting pot of a universe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. That's a well-done thing.
And all cool pro-imperial stuff. Where it shows that side of things. This character comes from a background where her home planet was peacefully taken over by the Empire.
Oh, that's rare.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like people in charge were like, hey, this is a good idea. It's order. Yep. And then they all just...
Somebody's got to, like, you know, good. Think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And can't have everybody be like, no, fuck the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more Chiss. Because they exist.
They do.
I want to see more of them.
They do. There will probably be more of them soon, I think. Because some stuff comes up in some of the books about Chiss and Thrawn specifically. So I imagine that with the Thrawn book out soon/now, there'll be more information in there as well.
They live on a cold planet.
Mm-hmm.
All blue people live on a cold planet. That is to say, there's two blue races in Star Wars.
And they're all outside of the... whatever the known universe word is.
They're in wild space?
Wild space, that's it.
The other blue planet people aren't in wild space, are they? Well, the one that show up in the Clone Wars?
I don't know.
I don't think they
are. I just know that the Chiss are.
The Chiss are in wild space, yes. There's the other blue skin race. Who in the Clone Wars episodes where they introduced the Talls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wearing my Tallest shirt. I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt.
Yep.
They're also blue skinned. And
red eye.
Are they red eye too? I don't remember.
Yeah. They're like bigger
eyes. I just know that they also just walk in the really freezing cold where the Jedi is and the clones are like wearing all thermal stuff and still cold. They're just like, fuck it. It's good. It's fine. We're just walking around in our bare skin faces.
Back to the TV for a second. In the panel, they were talking about, or not talking about, talking to Filoni about mm-hmm. things, and he shared some stuff from the Clone Wars that got cut, and it was a duel between Boba Fett and Cad Bane.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cad Bane's blue-ish, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder what he is.
I don't remember.
Because he's not either of the two races, other two blue races that we're talking about.
No.
Weird.
And they also shared some concept art for Rex.
Where old man Rex?
Old man Rex, where he's wearing the like special forces rebel gear, much like they wore on Endor.
That sounds bad. I don't want to see that.
It's the play into the popular fan theory, which is probably not so much a fan theory anymore, and probably what's actually happening, where that old bearded guy on Endor is actually Rex.
I don't remember which old bearded guy. It's been a while since I watched Jedi.
He was part of the squad that went down to shut down the shield.
It's been a long time since I've seen Jedi.
He was just there. He didn't like have a speaking role or in the
obviously foreground. If he did, I would remember him. Yeah. None of them had speaking roles except for Leia, Luke, and Han. I don't think a single other rebel spoke on Endor.
But it's funny because I think 2 years ago when they were talking to Filoni about what he can do in Rebels, he's like, I've got all this power to create things that are canon. He's like, if I wanted to, I can make this guy be Captain Rex.
Yeah, this is accurate.
I like this.
All right. So, Star Wars, we have a link to the Star Wars Battlefront trailer and the website in our notes. So, Andrew, this other game campaign trailer, next up on games.
Dawn of War 3, the campaign trailer. There are a couple few minute long trailers out for the Dawn of War 3 game.
And I've watched none of them.
Coming out kind of soon. The beta is the weekend coming up, starting on Friday night.
As they do.
It is an open beta. And, yeah, there's a couple just for two of the factions, one for Space Marines and one for Eldar.
And Protoss, basically. Right? There's one that's Protossian, isn't there?
Yeah.
At not, like, really that similar.
Yeah, in the sense that it's, like, an ancient race.
It doesn't like anybody else and just wants to burn everything.
Yeah. But they kind of like other things. If you just call them space elves, it's more apt description.
So Protoss are space elves.
Yeah.
In the equivalent of StarCraft. Anyway.
But there are also orcs in this game.
Yeah.
They just don't have a treasure because, I don't know.
They're orcs.
I'm assuming there'll be a campaign for them.
They're horde. That's what they do.
I'm pretty hyped. I got the beta ready to go. Just waiting for it to activate. Already? No, I didn't pre-order. I just have the beta. Yeah.
That's what I said. I said pre-loaded. I know I was mid-yawn, so.
Gotcha.
Pre-loaded. A full week before the beta starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's preparation.
I'm hyped.
Alright, we have a link to that trailer too. And speaking of hype, Overwatch Uprising is fantastic.
It is fantastic. This is what I wanted from Overwatch for a long time. These little like story mission-y things.
Yeah, story events.
Yeah.
As much as Lucio Ball was fun, I don't even remember the other events.
The Halloween event was good.
Oh, right, the Halloween event
was good. It just didn't add anything to the story. And I don't want them to stop doing that stuff. I just want them to do more of the actual story stuff.
Mm-hmm. We actually forgot to mention that this was coming when we talked about the comic. Like, we didn't know exactly what it was, but they did announce something was coming on the date that this was, but when they released that comic.
Yeah.
But yes, so basically the comic is the precursor to this mission.
Right.
It's them setting up, them getting sent on a mission to London, to King's Row, to stop the Null Sect?
Yeah.
Null Section? Null Sect? I don't remember. The evil robots.
Null Sect.
Terrorist robots. So you got yourself, your Reinhardt, your Tracer, your Toblerone, and your Mersey. It's fun. It's good stuff.
It is fun. Like, you'd be told we're
doing. There's banter, and it's good banter.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, as you win more, you get different banter or different lines. Apparently, that's what they say.
And you get to hear Reaper, pre-Reaper.
Yeah, you get to hear Reyes speak, which was weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird. Although you don't hear, even though he's in the comic, you don't see or hear any McCree.
No.
Even though he's there in the comic, he's at King's Row in
maybe
the comic.
Got captured. Dun, dun, dun. Maybe,
who knows? But it's awesome, and it's totally worth playing, and it's fantastic.
I haven't had any luck with these loot boxes, and no, neither I'm really I've very frustrated. I've only got, like,
three. I've only got, like, three, so.
I've got five so far, and, yeah, nothing. Nothing good, no skins, no icons. All sprays and emotes, gold.
But have you got the saddest spray? Apparently, because there's a Widowmaker spray, that's their wedding portrait. And apparently, you know, that's the saddest spray. Because, you know, she was kidnapped and brainwashed. And right. Then killed her own husband. Because, you know, brainwash.
Cool. Did
you know that?
I didn't.
Apparently that's factually accurate. I don't remember where I read it. And apparently that's also why she's blue. Or purple or whatever the hell you call her shade of skin. Apparently whatever they used to brainwash her changed her skin color or something. Which I was like, well, that's right. A dumb excuse for why you decided to make one of your characters blue.
I thought it was because her heart rate slows down so much so she can...
Snipe
better and keep her emotions
clear,
whatever.
I don't know. That sounds even worse. But even then, you would only need that for when you were sniping.
I don't know. I read it in the wiki.
Who knows? I don't remember. Again, I don't remember where I read mine. It was probably also a wiki, which means neither of them are 100% necessarily accurate.
Nope. Have you seen the My Baby highlight intro for Toblerone?
Yes. You when we were playing it, you mentioned it, so I went and looked for it.
Just confirming.
It's pretty fun.
He sits down, opens up his little picture album, and it's pictures of his turret going through life achievements, and then he hugs him.
Yep. Something.
I like it.
All right, let's hit these last two points here. One, Bayonetta. It is on Steam now.
That's cool. So, I wanted to play Bayonetta.
I don't really know what the Bayonetta game is. I just know that people like it, so...
It looks cool. And people like it. And now it's on PC, so... It's a little more accessible to me than the Wii U version.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep. It's now. You can get it now. Look for it now. And... Lastly...
Uncharted,
The Lost Legacy, which I don't know what is, really.
It's been announced. It is a, like, full story expansion thing. It follows two of the girl characters, whose names...
Oh, Claudia Black and Laura Bailey. Those are the voice actresses. I don't know who they play, but yes. I have heard about this. just through the voice actresses.
Chloe and Nadine. I don't know these characters because I haven't played Claudia the games Black yet. Claudia
Black and Laura Bailey,
But it's going to be like a pretty full release. They're coming in the price point of $49.99 Canadian.
$49.99. That's like $30 less than a usual standard like AAA game.
Yeah, but more than a DLC pack.
Yep, that's accurate.
And it's just more story stuff. And considering how the story is award-winning for Uncharted series, I'd imagine that this would be a welcome addition.
Willkommen. Claudia Black and Laura Bailey on panel discussion Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. I just needed to make sure I was not misremembering. Is a thing. So yeah. That's cool. August 22nd is when that's due.
Yes.
You know, Uncharted. Yeah, I also have never played, despite the fact that I've always been PlayStation out of this, like, I don't own an Xbox, but I own the PlayStations. I've never played an Uncharted game.
I'm working on it. I've borrowed them. They're on the docket the next
remastered
after Horizon.
I don't know how you haven't finished that. I guess you also haven't finished Mass Effect yet. That's why. No.
But I'm getting pretty far into Mass Effect.
No, you're not. You're on Kadara.
Yeah.
You're maybe halfway. Depending on how far into Kadara you are, you're maybe halfway.
Yeah.
Kadara, you're going to spend a long time. At least I felt like I spent a long time on Kadara.
Spent a long time in everything in this game. Crafting, multiplayer, exploring.
I haven't done very much of the multiplayer.
Reading codexes. Man, this game is so much stuff.
I don't think I spent that long on... I didn't feel like I spent very long on Vold. I did it all. I did the vault, placed my thing, killed the architect, and I left. I was like, and I never have to go back to Vold. That's not accurate.
I think I mined every mining zone.
I did it like near the end, like the last two planets. But just because I was driving, I was like, all right, I mean, I guess I'll open that up. And that's high.
But you don't really craft, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I crafted armor. Because there's no real point or necessity in crafting.
But it's nice.
But it's nothing. You can make slightly better weapons that you can get anyway.
Yeah.
Or slightly better armor that you can get anyway.
But if you get the good augment, you can't get that stuff anyway.
No. So that's why I said slightly better.
But a lot of times it can drastically change your...
Some occasional times. There's like three mods that do that.
Well, no, and they're mods, for specific.
Augments. They're for specific.
You get mods in addition to augments. So the augment happens when you're building the weapon. And it changes how the weapon is.
It's not one of the things you add.
And then you can add on the mods after. So you get both. So you get the benefit of, like, the one assault rifle I crafted turns into a plasma grenade launcher. And then on top of that, I add
mods. Yeah, that was a thing. I thought that was a mod.
No, it's an augment.
Whatever, but it's a thing you added.
Hmm.
So there's not very many of those. That's what I'm getting at.
There's a fair bit.
If you say so, I didn't come across a single one in my 84 hours of that game.
Okay.
And I bought, at the end, I started researching everything, and I still had thousands. But maybe I just didn't pay close enough attention to what I was researching in the end. I just like, all right, just going to research everything. Tell you what, I got a shit ton of armor that I didn't need. That's another thing. That's another reason you don't need to mine that much.
Yeah.
Just not disenchant. Breakdown.
Breakdown.
Is it breakdown? Deconstruct. Like that. Deconstruct. Yeah. I was like, I know it started with D. Just deconstruct everything you don't need.
Mm-hmm. And you can buy a lot pretty easy.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Mass Effect.
Are we not?
No, because we're now going into comics and books.
Comics. I didn't change the name.
Nope, you didn't.
I already mentioned this earlier, but the Inferno Squadron book we talked about previously in the podcast has been renamed to suit its Battlefront 2 tie-in.
To Battlefront 2, colon, Inferno Squad?
Yes.
So it's basically still the same name.
Yes.
It probably was already going to be that name. They just didn't want to spoil it.
For sure. I'm just saying that this is an update. It also got a final cover.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, that wasn't its final cover? I liked that cover.
It did,
it was just like the fiery Imperial symbol.
But I like this one more.
Okay, what is it?
It's just...
Inferno.
Action.
Squad.
Action image.
Cover. That's still the old one.
Did you say Battlefront?
No, I didn't. Let's add... Battlefront Inferno Squad cover. That's what we get. Images. Is it the one with the burning flag?
I do believe, yes.
Because that doesn't have any words on it, but it is a picture that's coming up. That's a pretty cool picture. I like about 4 or 5 lines down. Oh, cover not final. I never noticed that the Inferno Squad book had cover not final on it before. In all the pictures I've seen previously.
Yeah, I never really
noticed. Yeah, one with the burning flag, there it is. That one actually has the Battlefront 2 Inferno Squad. Yeah, I like that picture. It's a good one. It's even better.
Yeah.
It is even better. It's an excellent, excellent cover.
Also, the first Battlefront book was really good, too.
I don't remember it existing. I don't know what it is.
It's all about the Midrin Retreat.
Sure, never heard of it.
It was really good. It's worth a read. Obviously has no tie-in to the Battlefront series.
Due to the fact that the Battlefront had no story?
Yep. I mean, it had some stuff that took place on the volcano world.
Yeah.
With Sullust.
Sullust. Yeah. I was going to say with the guys with the weird faces.
Yeah.
Sullustans. They look weird.
Tendum.
Tendum. And that guy from the Scoundrel story on Old Republic.
Oh, yeah. Justice incarnate.
Yeah. Pretty much. Chase that guy across planets. Anyway. Also, Star Wars news for comics is that Captain Phasma is escaping all the way to her own Marvel title. So
she does have a cape.
She does have a cape. But she's going to get a 4-issue series, which I would call a mini-series. I don't know why this article says 4-issue series, but whatever. So it's going to be Star Wars Captain Phasma. Gee, what a shock.
It made me shock.
It's going to be it's scheduled to come out in September. I shouldn't say it's going to come out in September. It's supposed to come out in September. So it's basically, they've said that it's set during and after Star Wars The Force Awakens, beginning with her escape from the doomed Starkiller base. So we're going to find out how she escaped the trash compactor.
Yeah.
and didn't blow up, and why she's now also still in the Last Jedi. Or at least she's in the trailer for it. But it kind of looked like a flashback.
Well, they did confirm she's going to be in the Last Jedi.
Oh, I mean, obviously. But, I mean, in the trailer, it kind of looked like a flashback.
Yeah, who knows?
Yes, who knows? It could have just been a Force vision that's, you know, back, future, now, fucking Force vision.
It could have been like what Rogue One did, where they had all those test shots.
Sure. So yeah, that's cool. Phasma, gonna get to see more Phasma, which is nice. It's written by Kelly Thompson and drawn by Marcio Cicchetto? I'm gonna say Cicchetto.
Sure.
It's a lot of C-H-E. C-H-E-C-C-H-E-T-T-O. Marcio Cicchetto.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. More Star Wars comics is always good, if you ask me. Now, this next thing is fucking amazing, and I want it now. It is Shirtless Bear Fighter is the comic. It is going to be written by, what are their names? Jody LaHoop and Sebastian Gerner. They've worked on other, they're being editors in other different companies. They've worked on X-Men back in the day, but now they're writing Shirtless Bear Fighter, which is due June 21st from Image Comics. And it is a young boy raised by bears a la Jungle Book. But instead of a happy ending, it turns savage when the man cub is betrayed and ostracized by his four-legged family, leading him on a roundabout journey to fighting bears.
I am 300% going to check this out.
And this article I have has an interview with them. Talking about it, so I'm going to leave this link to this article in so you can read the interview that this website did with Sebastian Gerner and Jody LaHoop, who say that, you know, they kind of stumbled upon Shirtless Bear Fighter as if he already existed in their heads.
Sure, why not?
It's kind of amazing. I'm super looking forward to it.
I really dig the art style.
It looks pretty amazing. And I will definitely be writing this in my fictional day planner. Because I don't have a real day planner. Because who has a real day planner anymore?
I don't know.
Anyway, this looks awesome. Guy likes to punch bears. Because he feels betrayed by them.
It makes sense.
But there's more to the story. Dun, dun, dun.
It looks like there's a bear with an eye patch.
Well, at some point he gets, I mean, he's being, but he protects the forest where he lives, obviously. So that's a common thing, but also fights bears. And then there's giant bears that attack the city, and people come to find him to fight the giant bears. And he's torn to whether stay and protect his forest or go fight the giant bears. Apparently, that's the thing that happens at some point.
I dig it.
Anyway, also in amazing news, Bill and Ted are coming back again. So, from Boom, there's Brian Jones? Is that J-O-I-N-E-S? We do that's Joins? I guess Brian Joins?
I guess.
Yeah, that's a strange last name. It's like just different enough from a name I'm used to make me question on how I would say it. Anyway, Bill and Ted Save the Universe is going to be coming from Boom Studios in June. It's effectively a continuation of the movies and the comic miniseries they had last year, which was Bill and Ted Go to Hell. And it's just more Bill and Ted fun.
Yay.
They're cruising around saving the cosmos. Basically. They still haven't made their song that brings peace to the universe. Which, if you remember, that's what George Carlin went back to talk to them and slave them about.
Yeah.
Because their music brought peace to the universe. Good old Bill and Ted. I love the Bill and Ted movies. Both of them.
I still have to show them to Caitlin, but I keep forgetting that it's on the list.
You're a terrible person.
You know. This is cool.
Yeah, it is. Because it's Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted are always cool. Ooh. All right. And last but not least, we have The Eve of a Cross-Section. How's that for a title that tells you what it is if you think about it? So Dark Horse is going to be doing a cross-section book for the Ships of Eve Online. I've never played Eve Online, but I do know that everything looks pretty cool in Eve Online. Their ships are pretty boss.
Yeah, they are.
And cross-section books, also pretty boss.
Super boss.
So this seems like a great thing to bring together here. This will be available June 6th this year. It's more detailed images than we have had in any of the ships before.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, because cross-sections tell you how the inner workings work. Or at least what the inner workings are. So it's 28 of the, quote, most iconic ships in New Eden, which apparently is something in Eve, I don't know. I guess the full title is actually Frigates of Eve Online, The Cross Sections, if you want to search that, just so you can, you know, find it.
Yeah, it's up for pre-order.
Yeah, it has a regular version and a limited edition, which includes a deluxe clamshell case, a commemorative plaque featuring exclusive art and redemption codes for EVE Online in-game content.
Naturally.
A portfolio containing a three-layered acetate and lithograph representation of the Minmatar probe frigate. I don't know what that is, but I assume it's probably a fancy ship in EVE. And a cloth blueprint of the Kaldari Condor frigate. Which is cool. Cloth blueprint. That sounds cool. I want to look at the price of the limited edition.
The regular edition is coming in at a pre-order bonus for $25.81 Canadian. It's available on Prime. Without the promotion, it is $39.99.
That's not bad, actually.
It is hardcover?
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, geez. Apparently the limited edition is already almost sold out. That much I can tell, but it won't. This is not giving me the price. This is just, I googled it. I should have gone to Amazon first. Oh, actually, the limited edition might only be available from the EVE store.
Yeah, because I'm not finding it on Amazon.
Hmm. It says here, this is from community.eveonline.com. The limited edition of the book is available in the EVE Online store, shipping from the US, UK, and UK to provide low shipping rates. So, it's shipping from the EVE Online store, which means you won't get any of the sweet Amazon price niceties. Why are you not giving me the goddamn price? Why are you terrible? I don't know. I can't. Brief cross sections, speed of reason, commander. Like, I can't even order either. Like, I don't know. I don't like the EVE store.
Maybe you gotta order in game.
Maybe. I officially don't like the EVE store, though. Books, US, and rest of the world. Page does not. EVEquest does not exist. Well, your store sucks. Just want to tell you that. EVE Online, your store kind of sucks. So I can't tell you guys the price of the limited edition. I'm sorry. Probably it's more than whatever Andrew said the price for the regular edition was.
$25.81 promotional price for pre-orders.
As they do. But you know, if you're into EVE and or fancy looking cross-section chips, that might be for you. Why are you looking up Console Wars again?
I don't know.
You do this every time you have to go on Amazon.
I stumbled upon
every single time.
The French version has a different cover, and for some reason it's $47.66.
What's the regular price? Not that much, I assume.
Yeah, like regular book price, you know, sub $20. So I'm trying to figure out why.
Because it's French. Anyway, that's what we have for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75.
I'm at DUP3.
And you can find the show at Greekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is GweeklyNews.com, where you can find all the many links we talked about.
Many links in our
show notes.
Handle it.
Or you can leave comments on the bottom of each page. Or you can email us at feedback@GweeklyNews.com to talk about any of the many things we talked about. Tell us why we're right or wrong about whatever.
How great Thor was.
Oh, not great. How too far towards Guardians they went with the Thor 3 trailer.
So good.
Or you can get in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/GweeklyNews. Or on our Discord server, where we would love to chat and type at you. Which you can find a link to join on Twitter or Facebook or our website. And finally, we are also on iTunes. We would love a rating and review. You know, tell us what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right, you know, all that good stuff.
Feedback.
And hopefully I will never accidentally provide audio feedback by screwing something up on these mics. Because that's the worst fucking thing to ever get in your headphones, by the way.
Yep.
All right, so like I said, that's all we have for this week. Thank you for putting up with our shit, and see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.